Australia deported a Vietnamese woman on the weekend after customs officers discovered undeclared supplies of food in her luggage, including raw pork. Authorities are on high alert for African swine fever. The disease is estimated to have wiped out a quarter of the world's pig population, and there's no vaccine and no cure. It's already on our doorstep in Timor-Leste, and 50% of pork products seized at international airports around Australia is testing positive, up from 15% 9 months ago. The Federal Agriculture Minister, Bridget McKenzie, joined me earlier. Minister, good morning and welcome to AEM.
Great to be with you, Sabra.
Is it just a matter of time before African swine flu is detected in the wild in Australia?
Not at all. Not at all. We're doing everything we can at the border to make sure African swine fever, which is potentially the most detrimental animal disease the world's ever seen, get to Australia. We've seen it march across Europe in the last 8 months, head south through Southeast Asia. It's now in Timor-Leste. And we've been ramping up our approach at the border as that has occurred. We've been keeping a watching eye, and even as early as over the weekend, sent our first passenger who failed to declare they were bringing in...
Yeah. How was it detected?
Product. Our officials at the border identified this woman as someone that should be further examined. She went off to the biosecurity officer, as you do as you're coming through an airport, and her baggage was x-rayed, where we found over 10 kilograms of pork product, quail, squid, eggs, you name it, any number of the products contained within that suitcase would be considered a breach of biosecurity. And her failure to declare meant that we could cancel her visa and send her back to Vietnam.
Is the biggest risk to Australia someone trying to smuggle pork in like this particular case, or is it someone sending packs of pork jerky, for example, in the mail?
Well, that's why you can't do that anymore, Sabra. From ASF-affected countries, we cancelled that months ago. You can't get your pork product from affected countries. But you're dead right. There's two pathways that this disease could make its way into Australia. One is through people, and we know we've got over 22 million passenger movements a year now. And the others are parcels, where we've seen a 172% increase in parcels coming into Australia over the last 10 years. So the risks are increasing, but they're the two main pathways this disease could find its way into Australia, which is why we've increased our screening of both people from ASF-affected countries as they arrive on our shores, and also be screening the parcels. We've also put 3D screeners into both Sydney and Melbourne airports because they're much more highly attuned to be able to pick up that pork product.
How well prepared is Australia to deal with an outbreak here, given it might get into the farming herd, it might get into the wild population? Mm. There are 24 million wild pigs.
That's
in
right,
Australia.
2.5 million domestic pigs, domesticated pigs, and a huge feral pig population. Look, I called an emergency roundtable 4 weeks ago on this topic. We had transport operators, the pork industry, all our state governments, our chief veterinary officers and the like, to really start making sure that right across Australia we are taking this threat seriously, to make sure everybody within the system understood their role should we get an incursion. And that's why we're running a simulation exercise before the end of the year to make sure our state governments, our industry partners, our stock feed operators are all aware of their role and can very quickly quarantine any potential outbreak to ensure it doesn't spread.
Might it already be here, given how, you know, there are... We haven't got people everywhere on the border here. It's a big country.
Well, we're conducting testing of feral pig population using our hunters, and any pig that they see sick in the wild, they're reporting, and we haven't seen any reports, etc. So they're actually got little kits that they can take samples of pigs that they shoot so that we can test the population. But our main job right now is to stop it getting in. We need to get the biosecurity levy in so that we can actually fund ongoing biosecurity efforts over time, because one in five Australians owe their job to our trading reputation, and that is based on our pests and disease-free status.
Onto the banks, is the government simply milking public cynicism here simply to engage in a bit of bank bashing, populist politics?
Not at all, Sabra. I think it's fair enough if we've cut the cash rate 75 basis points, that the banks should be passing that on.
Do you acknowledge, though, that setting a variable interest rate is more complex than just simply passing on the RBA cut in full?
Well, that's why we've set up the ACCC inquiry to actually look at how and why the banks set these rates, how they do it, what's the methodology behind it, so that we can have some transparency around it. I think given we've had three rate cuts since the 1st of January this year, we need to understand why that's not being passed on to consumers, as both the RBA and obviously the government want. And I know every mortgage holder across Australia would like to see their mortgage rate lower.
Some bank chiefs are warning that a political pile-on could simply result in the loss of their AA credit rating, and that would simply push up costs.
Well, that's what, you know, let's have a look at it, right? Right now, everybody's just shooting at the wind. Let's actually go through the process of having the ACCC examine the methodology the banks are using to set the owner-occupied mortgage rate, and then we can actually have a sensible conversation about what they should be doing. Because I, you know, we talk about the RBA cuts the rate to ensure we get more cash back into the economy. That's a good thing, and homeowners should be able to spend not just their income tax cuts this year into the economy, but also savings on their mortgages.
Minister, thanks for joining AM this morning.
Always a pleasure.
The Agriculture Minister, Bridget McKenzie.